This is Behind the Murders.
I'm Brielle.
I'm Aaliyah.
I'm Kaylee.
So our first episode and our first story is about Heaven's Gate.
So Heaven's Gate was a cult, and they believed in
suicide. They thought that if they killed themselves.
They thought if they killed themselves, then they would go, was it the aliens?
They would become aliens.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they believed in. And it was 34 victims of a mass suicide. It was 21 women and 18 men, and they were all different ages.
They wore matching black clothes, like Nike shoes and like a track suit, something like that.
Yeah.
All black.
So this says that they were a religious cult. The leaders preached that suicide would allow them to leave their bodily containers. So they thought that, like, our souls, like, our bodies were like a Tupperware container.
Yeah.
Like.
Stupid.
And they would enter an alien spacecraft behind the Hale-Bopp Comet.
Hale-Bopp Comet. So they did some astrology work.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
I found more stuff about it. I know that we were looking into it, the more background information about it and everything. And the leaders, Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Lou Nettles. So, along with everybody else, Marshall did kill himself along with everyone else.
What about Applewhite? That was the woman, right?
No. Marshall Applewhite was the guy.
Yeah.
And then Bonnie, she died from
cancer.
In 1985. And then they all died March 26,
1997. Yep. And they were found by what, a neighbor?
Yeah, a neighbor called the police and was telling the police that there was
something weird going on
in the house, and that he knew that there was going to be a mass suicide. How did he know? I don't know.
He probably been over there or something, do some investigation.
I wonder if he was like a part of the group at one point, if he knew that they were all going to kill themselves.
Yeah.
And like what day they were going to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's
and
weird.
They said that when the police entered, it was like stinking.
It smelled bad. Because it took 3 days.
I bet it was. Like all them people, all them dead people.
How many was it? 30. How many people were there?
39.
39 people dead in one house. It's crazy.
It stank.
Been over 3 days.
And then they mixed medicine into applesauce or pudding and washed it down with vodka.
And that's how they killed themselves?
That's like such a weird combination to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird to think about.
The last thing you eat. And
yeah. Kaylee, what was it with their last meal?
It was blueberry cheesecake, iced tea, and a turkey pot pie.
Turkey pot pies. They all 39 people had the exact same thing.
At like a little diner in the town.
It's so weird to think about. Like, I don't know. And the people said that they were polite to them. They made sure they cleaned up after themselves. They stacked their plates and everything together. Mm-hmm. Like,
but they still wouldn't kill themselves. So Nettles and Applewhite persuaded 20 people from Oregon to abandon their families and move to Colorado for this cult. So they truly either believed in it or they just wanted the power. And they persuaded these people to believe in this, that they were going to become aliens after they killed themselves.
And to think that those people, I wonder if they, like, hypnotized them or something.
Or think about their families.
I know. I wonder if their family was like, these little kids saw their dad leaving. They're like, where are you going? I'm leaving with these random people that I don't even know.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself because I'm going to be an alien. Like, why, if you believed in it so badly, why do you take your family?
Exactly.
I mean,
it's strange to think about what was going on in their heads before they were like, before they did this.
If I believed in something so like this, I wouldn't want to take my family. I mean, my family.
I wouldn't want to take my family if I knew that.
I was going to kill myself.
We're all going to kill ourselves, but like.
If I was going to a better place, if I was going to be an alien and leave behind a comet. I want to take my family if I believed in it so bad that I was going to kill myself.
I wonder if they had, like, little kids, and they're like, Mommy, where's Daddy going? Or Daddy, where's Mommy going? Where are you going? Like,
he's just
going
to become a baby, and he'll be back. But he ain't coming back. No, this was really sad, though. So, the spaceship they were looking for never came. Sad.
And then they said that, in the website that I was reading about it, it says that after Nettles died, Applewhite went, like, crazy. He didn't know how to react because that was his partner.
So was that, like, before he made that cult?
No, like, she died in 1985. Were charged with stealing a rental car and then using stolen credit cards. And then after they got released, they said that that rental cars and credit cards were for the devil. Like, they would never use those again.
Wasn't he, like, a musical
That's
person?
Your fault for using them wrong.
Exactly. And then he...
They brainwashed. They crazy for real.
But, yeah, they decided that rental cars and credit cards were tools of Lucifer. That doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
Yeah, before all that happened, wasn't he like a music professor?
Yeah, he was a... I wonder what made him go so crazy.
This is what made him go crazy. Marshall Applewhite survived a near-death experience in 1972. That's what made him go crazy. What is what I believe, because me was all good before this. She was a music professor. You went to college to be a music professor. Like, you was all good until that near-death experience. That's what made him go crazy. And he made the cult, and he believed in that and got himself killed. And 39 other people.
They said that the house that they lived in, they called it the Death Mansion. And they said that the Death Mansion wasn't really a home, but they told the owners that they would leave no mark of them being there.
Except 39 bodies.
Yeah. And then a quote that I read was, a silent video of corpses laying on bunk beds. There's no sign of decorations on the wall and a few personal effects. I guess he means, like, their clothes that they had, maybe some pictures of their family.
I saw that, like, their IDs were next to them, so they're...
But it's crazy to think what goes on in these people's minds when they're just like, time to die, I guess. With some applesauce and vodka.
I wonder what medicines they put in the applesauce.
So the day they killed herself was the hell. The comet made its closest approach to the Earth, and the suicides began, and it took 3 days. So 2 p.m. on March 21st. So they were, like, researching the comet, so that's the day they were going to kill themselves, because... I guess they thought they was finna go behind the comet and turn the alien.
I wonder if they had, like, a calendar. Like, this is the day that it's gonna hit. This is the day that we're gonna take this medicine.
They had to research that stuff so good.
They really did.
Crazy. I don't know where they got that from. Who comes up with that?
We're gonna order this food at this time right before this comet comes.
And they were so happy. Like, they thought that as soon as they died.
It's sad to believe, because how brainwashed can you be to believe that you're gonna become an alien?
A stranger. Believe a stranger.
And leave your family.
Happy to die.
Yeah.
And that's what's sad to think.
Like, 39 people, how stupid can 39 people be? What was they telling them?
If I was there, I would have at least been like, don't you think that this is a little weird?
Yeah.
That one guy, he said that he only joined the cult because he was in a dark place in his life. And then he said, I found everything a little weird, so he left.
I think I did see something about a dude leaving and he was talking.
He left, and then he was telling people, he was like, well, I do believe that if you die, you become an alien. Like, he still believed it, but he didn't want to kill himself.
Yeah. He's just going to wait for his time. But I think it has a lot to do with, like, they looking for something to believe in, you know. Hope.
Yeah, because they didn't believe in anything. Like, they had no hope in anything. So.
And I think that's what made them, like, believe it as well as they did to kill themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, our next episode is going to be on JonBenet Ramsey.
I'm pretty sure all of y'all know about that.